Listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to the beginning of the end of your Monday night here on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. In a world of sound and no vision, one man will explore the theater of the mind, radio, and that man is Nicholas Ewan, and you're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. And here we are, it's 11 o'clock and some change as always. We're here keeping it classy, taking it easy, getting ready to play some jazz music here at the end of this Monday night from 11 o'clock till the midnight hour. And to start things off, of course, I have an excellent request courtesy of a good friend of mine, Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates. He wanted to hear some Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich, namely the legendary drum battle. Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich, two of the greatest drummers of all time and two of the most influential drummers in all of music. Now, we've played the Buddy Rich Big Band a few times in the past, and it is almost certainly time to revisit them sometime in the future. But yeah, not just is he one of the greats, he's played with some of the greats. Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, the Oscar Peterson Trio, Benny Carter, Frank Sinatra, Charlie Parker, the list goes on. And Gene Krupa, he's regarded as the man who gave the drums meaning as a jazz instrument. Not merely just a fixture in the background, but an essential part of the set. If you've ever heard Benny Goodman's orchestra playing Sing, 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 that was Gene. The man was untouchable on the drums. His drum solo for Sing, Sing, Sing was legendary. And if I recall correctly, he was the very first inductee into the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame in 1978. In fact, rock drummers like John Bonham from Led Zeppelin or Keith Moon from The Who, they were inspired by him. The two of them together were just that good. And this song is going to hear them putting on a show. So thank you, Master Nate, for sending this my way. Let's begin here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM, situated on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. Whether you're tuned in on your FM dial on 101.9 FM CFRC, listening to Cogeco Channel 282, or catching us on the stream on our website, cfrc.ca, I thank you for joining me here at the end of this Monday night to relax and listen to some really cool jazz finds. So without further ado, I say to you, please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Gene Krupa.
Hi, I'm Buddy Rich.
We'll be right back.
Swing, swang, swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
You're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into the next set. We started things off, of course, with a request from Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates. He wanted to hear The Drum Battle by Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich. Again, two of the greatest drummers to ever live, playing side by side, complementing each other's styles. An excellent find, and I'm grateful to you for sharing it with us. So thank you for sending that my way, Master Nate. I always appreciate it. To follow that up, we played Hank Tett by Austin DiPietro from the album Live at Mackenzie Hall Jazz. And then to finish things off, we played Bo Kaufman's take on Duke Ellington's Caravan from his album Momentum.
Coming up next on Shed Progressions, I have another really cool selection, a request sent my way by Dan Nisnik. Tonight he wanted to hear some Colin James with the song Evening from the album Colin James and the Little Big Band. Operating out of the province of Saskatchewan, Colin James has had a wildly successful career, won numerous awards, and even performed in front of royalty. Thank you for sending this request my way, Dan. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to playing it. So without further ado, let us continue here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
Baby. me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be La Vie en Rose.
CFRC 101.9 FM Shed Progressions. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into the next set. We started things off, of course, with a request for Dan Nisnik. He wanted to hear some Colin James, namely the song Evening from his 1993 album Colin James and the Little Big Band. Once again, thank you for sending this my way, Dan. Definitely plan to look into more of his work to play on a future show. To follow that up, we played Louis Armstrong's take on La Vie en Rose. And then to finish things off, we played Going Home by Dominique Fils-Aimé from her most recent album, My World is the Sun. Coming up next on Shed Progressions, we're going to play some Sonny Greenwich with Day is Night to Some from the album Evolution, Love's Reverse. So please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more as the midnight hour draws ever nearer here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. reached the end of our show here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. One last time tonight, let's talk about what we played, and then we'll play our last song of the night. We started things off with Day Is Night to Some by the Sonny Greenwich Quartet from the album Evolution Loves Reverse. After that, we played Ponta Grossa by Bobby Broom with Dr. Lonnie Smith from the album Modern Man. And then to finish things off, we played Rockpile by Joe Chambers and Larry Young from the album Double Exposure. Now, as always, before we play the last song of the night, just a couple of quick announcements. You probably already know what I'm going to say, but hopefully you don't mind if I say it anyways. If you enjoy listening to jazz music and maybe want to hear a little bit more of it during your week, you should definitely check out Dave's show Swing Swang Swung every Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m. 2 hours of jazz at a perfect time. And Daniel Wolf's show, Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m. Two more opportunities during the week to hear some more jazz music. To finish things off for tonight, we're going to play Sandalwood and Rosewater by Ernesto Cervini from his album Joy. Nice way to kind of wind things down, I think. As we near the midnight hour, here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. As always, thank you for joining me here on this Monday night to relax and listen to some jazz music. I hope you enjoyed tonight's selections. I'll be back next week and I'll have a few more surprises up my sleeve. And just to tip my hand a little bit, I was thinking of playing some John Trope, either something from his self-titled album or maybe something from A Short Trip to Space. I also want to return to Finely Tuned Elephant, No Goats. Maybe also some Kazumi Watanabe. And I also want to look into the Foley Phantom. They released a new album recently, so I'm excited to delve into that. Anyway, that and more for next week's show. But as tonight's show draws to a close, as Monday night gives way to Tuesday morning and a new week dawns upon us stretching out into the distance, I say to you, take care out there. Stay safe. Stay healthy. I hope good things come your way, and I hope this week goes your way. So if you would permit me one final indulgence tonight, let me just say, please enjoy our last song of the night. Again, Sandalwood and Rosewater by Ernesto Cervini from the album Joy. Have a good night, everybody. I'll see you next week. Until then.
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psychobilly legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt-country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Almond Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.